Hey there, parents. Are you on the lookout for a fantastic school in the Bemidji area that embraces Christian values? Well, look no further. Introducing St. Mark's Christian Day School, where education meets faith in an extraordinary way. At St. Mark's, we get it. We understand that your child's education should be rooted in God, compassion, and unwavering faith. Our experienced team of dedicated educators are here to provide a top-notch education to students in grades K through 8 that nourishes the mind, heart, and soul. With small class sizes and a personalized approach, we create a safe and dynamic environment where your child can explore the God-given talents and excel academically. Our teachers integrate biblical principles throughout the day, ensuring your child grows into a compassionate and morally grounded individual. Our students are also able to participate in extracurricular activities with the Bemidji School District. For more information about St. Mark's Day School, call John at 218-444-3939 or at principal@stmarksbemidji.org.
In the morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, how are you today? Welcome to St. Mark Bemidji's podcast, the podcast that definitely won't snowblow your driveway, but proudly proclaims the promises of God four times a week. If you like what you're listening to right now, you can subscribe to it on your phone or your computer and listen to us all the time. If you're watching on the YouTube video podcast, you can also click the little bell and be notified the moment a new podcast is published. There's a good chance you're watching or listening to this on YouTube right now, and there are share links right in the app, right below the video window. You can share this content with a friend, or that random person you like to bug in the checkout line and talk about what you hear today. You should ask your pastor about what you hear today. And if you don't have a pastor, go and get one. I hear they like to talk about God. But both the podcast and YouTube have a share link at the very top of the show notes if you'd rather just give the link to a friend. Let me know if you can't find it. At john.kirk@stmarksbemidji.org. Today, our meditation comes to us from Meditations Daily Devotions from Northwest Publishing House. It's titled, He Lives to Give Forgiveness, and it's based on a reading from the Gospel of Mark. Go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. Mark 16, verse 7. Forgive and forget. The saying goes. I'm sure you've heard it before and perhaps even said it yourself. It sounds nice and comes out easily, but how well does it actually work? It probably happens naturally enough if the sin in question is something small and petty and caused relatively little damage, but it's an entirely different story if the sin caused physical or psychological pain and hardship. Some sins can't really be forgotten. Peter had to have been wondering how his sin would affect his relationship with his friend Jesus. Just when Jesus needed him most, Peter had succumbed to his fear and fled for his own safety. When questioned later, he had denied even knowing his closest friend. How could such abandonment be forgiven? Could it ever be forgotten? Peter's conscience must have plagued him. We may struggle to move past the damage done by sin, even as we forgive those who have hurt us. But with Jesus, forgiveness is perfect. Not only is the sin paid for and forgiven, but Jesus also chooses to treat us just as if the sin had never happened. All has been paid for. There are no additional consequences. Jesus wanted Peter to know this forgiveness extended even to him. So the angel at the tomb told the women to invite Peter specifically to come and see his risen Lord. Are there still sins from the past that still bother you? Do the earthly consequences of your selfish choices continue to cause you strife today? Do other people hold your mistakes over your head? Do you struggle to believe that you are forgiven? Let the good news of Easter remove all such concerns. Jesus has risen from the dead. The sacrifice is complete. Forgiveness is won, and it was won for you. He lives to give you forgiveness. We pray, He lives, my kind, wise, heavenly friend. He lives and loves me to the end. He lives, and while he lives, I'll sing. He lives, my prophet, priest, and king. Amen.
I sincerely pray that today's meditation on God's Word has enriched you. Didn't get enough of God's Word? Are you missing out on that in-person fellowship? We hold divine services right here in Bemidji, Minnesota at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Sunday school and adult Bible study is also offered between our Sunday services at 9:15 a.m. We also live stream our Sunday divine service at 8 a.m. You can ensure that you are notified when a stream is live or a new podcast is available by subscribing to our YouTube channel. It's easy to find by typing in St. Mark Bemidji in the search bar and clicking on the subscribe button. Want to listen to meditations the way I do every day? Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Go to podcastindex.org and search for St. Mark Bemidji to find us. This is our fifth year producing this podcast, and there is a large archive of devotional material online available if you want to learn more about God and His Word. Visit www.stmarksbemidji.org or look in the show notes in this podcast for a link to this and many other meditations on God. If you have any questions or you would like more information about our church and its ministry, please visit our website, which is once again www.stmarksbemidji.org. May God bless the rest of your day.